And welcome to the next segment in finding and eradicating blockages. So this process works really well, goes hand in hand with the process we just talked about in the previous session called busting blockages or finding and eradicating blockages. So this is a completely different approach, and it works on the general idea that, you know, when we're giving advice, we're sort of trying to speak from our own experience. We're trying to tell people, give them the best that we have. But, you know, it's sort of like looking for needles in a haystack, because we don't actually have that person's experience. We might have been there, we might have had similar things going on, but we're not living their life, so to speak. So you'll notice that there's no end of people who are happy to give you advice, and pretty much we kind of sort through it. We don't really take much of it on board at all. We just kind of grab bits here and there and say, oh, I heard a really bit of good advice the other day, and it was blah, 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 blah. But that might be one out of every 100 that's said to us. So to give advice means that you are putting yourself in the driver's seat, taking control, and wanting to produce a result. Now, of course, we do that good-heartedly, but it is really the most difficult way to tackle it. Have a look at it from this point of view. Here's a typical conversation you might get involved with, and I've just made this up, but it'll work for us. So, your friend says, I don't like ringing my mother, and you say, how come? And they say, well, she just criticizes and judges me, she never stops, she's always negative, blah, 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 blah. And we say, well, why don't you confront her about that? Why don't you talk to her and say that she's been like that? And your friend says, well, she'll just argue until I give up and tell me that it's me and she's okay and she's just trying to help and blah, 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 no, it never works out any good. And so we say, well, why don't you point out to her that this is hurtful to you, this is doing damage, that it's creating drama, and it means that you don't like ringing her. And they say, oh, well, that wouldn't change anything because she's not ready to change and she doesn't seem to, you know, she can't see me any other way and blah, 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 blah. And we say, oh, well, okay, well, why don't you ring her more often, but, you know, for shorter periods of time. Now, you'll notice here that what I'm doing is that the stuff in red is kind of possible solutions. Now, maybe these things would work. Maybe they won't. But what we're doing is we're coming up with the answer. It's us who are saying, try this, try that, try the other. As a result of this conversation, it's us who ends up exhausted, because we are trying to supply an answer to someone who doesn't have one, rather than helping them find their own answer. So for me, working with people one-on-one for so many years, really the only way I was going to survive was to be the director and to help them find their own answers. And of course, whenever I directed somebody to find their own answer, they'd start saying things like, wow, you're a genius, and all that sort of stuff. And basically all I had to do was kind of drive the car in the right direction. So here's my process. But basically it boils down to the fact that if you're helping by giving advice, maybe you're actually talking to yourself. Maybe you're saying what you need to hear. That's just a possibility. But anyway, let's move on. So my attitude here, or what I'd like to get across to you, is instead of knowing, act from the detective point of view. You see, what happens when a detective turns up is that they've got little bits and pieces and they've got to figure it out. So there might be, you know, a blood splatter and a hair sample and a broken window, and from that they've got to deduce what's happening. So if you came from the detective point of view, which is to say, I don't know what's going on here. It looks like you're giving me all of the evidence, but, you know, it's all just evidence. So if I don't know, if I come from not knowing, then I can be of most assistance, because we look for more clues. So let's run the conversation again. Your friend says, I don't like ringing my mother. What you say is, I don't like ringing my mother because, in other words, what you do is you take the sentence that they used and you put because on the end of it. Now, that's the extent of this process. All you have to do is remember the last thing they said and put because on the end of it. Now, you're going to have to tell people you're doing this, otherwise I think you're some kind of a smart-ass. So let them know that this is a process, this is a technique, and this will work just fine. So they say, I don't like ringing my mother. You say, I don't like ringing my mother because... And they say, well, because she'll judge me. And you go, okay, she'll judge me because... And they say, oh, she still thinks I'm 13, you know, she hasn't actually let me grow past that, you know, whatever took place then, she still thinks I'm that kind of crazy. We say, she still thinks I'm 13 because, they say, well, sometimes, not that often, but every now and then, I do things that are a bit dumb, you know, a bit not kind of like too smart. They go, okay, so I do dumb things every now and then, because, they say, oh, well, I'm a bit impulsive. They go, okay, I'm a bit impulsive because, and they go, well, I just don't like being confined. I don't like everything being planned out, and blah, 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 blah. And we say, I hate being confined because, in other words, we just hang in there with because, and if I compress all of that, what you'll see is that it starts to get a bit circular. And so when we get to a bottom line, I hate being confined because, what you'll find is that at that stage, they're going to go into a strong emotion. You can flip yourself back to the blockage buster process we saw in the previous video, or you can just hang in there and be with them. Because if you don't make any judgments at this point, if you don't tell them, look, you need to get over this or any of that kind of stuff, limit it to this. Okay, now that we know that you hate being confined, what do you need to do? At that point, if you're prepared to sit silently, peacefully, compassionately, hopefully, then what will take place is they'll figure out what it is that they need to do, and they'll say something which will boggle your mind. They'll say something like, well, I kind of need to get over it, or that's silly, isn't it? I think I'm more confined than I actually am confined. They will come to their senses, or they will know what it is that they need to do next. At that point, pretty much if you're a friend of theirs, then all you've got to do is say, well, how can I help you do that? 90% of the time they're going to say, well, you can't help me do it, I have to do it myself. Brilliant, because then you can just fall into the role of support. And that might be, well, how about I ring and I check in with you? How about I be your accountability buddy? And so all the work's going to be done by the person who needs to do the work, but you can just do the support, which enables them to feel that they're not on the journey by themselves, but they've got a solution that they worked out for themselves. Fantastic concept. I love this process. Spoiled on this, if you're brave enough to admit that you don't know, and that's counterintuitive, but give it a go. But what that means is you're strong enough to actually be of use to somebody else. Time to get out there and practice.